Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Investments Studios. I'm Scott Hennett. We're actually in the Chost building along I-29. And we thank our fine partners. We're about to add 11,000 square feet. Did you know that? 11,000 square feet to the north.
That's a lot of square feet.
That's a lot of square feet for the team here from the What's On Your Mind radio network. Todd, the radio god, is safely ensconced at 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck. Are your studios open yet, Todd? Can people come by and pick up prizes and such?
Part-time basis.
Part-time basis. Got to have an appointment, right?
We're selling Medora golf passes, 8-to-1 Bully Bulpit golf passes at a big, steep discount.
I'm a hacker of all hackers.
Twist my arm, though.
When it comes I'm just terrible. But I tell you, it is fun to play Bully Pulpit.
Oh, I play caddy for somebody driving around Bully Pulpit, and it is beautiful. I don't golf, but it looks like it must be a darn good course.
One of the favorite memories with the kids was out there on hacking away. Brought the kids, did a little golf cart. We had a blast. You know, we weren't keeping score. We were just having a good time. I think we did like best ball, you know, where everybody hits and then you take the best ball and you go on. Anyway, I remember Haley was little. She just graduated from high school, but Haley would have probably been, I don't know, 10 or under, right? And she got a chance to meet one of the Burning Hill Singers out there. I don't remember her last name, but she's now married to Levi Andrist. I wish I could remember her name. Anyway, she and Levi were both Burning Hill Singers. Levi is a very accomplished, I guess, lobbyist, if you use that word, but, you know, government affairs kind of stuff, and comes from the famous newspaper Andrist Family, and a good guy, works with Joel Gilbertson and Amy Lundy now at a PR and lobbying shop in Bismarck. But they were both, you know, now he's an accomplished lawyer, so this tells you how old I am, right? And they were Burning Hill Singers. But the Burning Hill Singers, you know, have other jobs at Medora, right?
Yep.
They're not like typical kind of performers where they have green rooms and people that pamper them and all this. They do multiple jobs out there, right? So Levi and his wife, really bugging me that I can't remember her name right now, were on the golf course. So Haley got to meet her. Well, guess what? Then that night we go to the musical and she sees her and they call her up on stage and, you know, the rest is history. She wanted to be a Burning Hill Singer from that moment on. So it's great fun. Chris Berg was just out there. I'm kind of jealous. He was out there yesterday from Point of View. I have to get it on the calendar. It, in my mind, should be in the North Dakota Constitution. If you live here, you're required to go to Medora once every, say, 3 years.
There you go.
Because, it is.
Twist my arm.
It's our Black Hills. It's our Mount Rushmore. And what's neat about it is that, you know, Teddy Roosevelt, soon it will be home of the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. That is scheduled to open in 2025. That's going to be a game changer. And really going, you know, we have like the least visited national park. I don't know if you know this. We have the most beautiful. Well, okay, I'm partial.
Okay.
But it's among the most beautiful national park.
What a homer here, huh? Really?
The visitors, yeah. Somebody was just telling me the Utah national parks are like unbelievable. And Father Paul Dukeshire, who's our pastor at St. Anne's of Joachim, he goes there a couple times a year and he comes back and the whole sermon is about how beautiful Utah is. I'm like, yeah. Whatever. Go to Medora. Go to Teddy Roosevelt. A president. So I'm sure there are other ones, but I do contend the North Unit, Teddy Roosevelt Park, best view, bar none in North Dakota. And, of course, the South Unit, the Badlands, awe-inspiring for different reasons. It's a great place to visit. Anyway, the musical is a must. If you go to Medora, absolute, you can't miss it. The golf is a must. I would argue the golf gospel brunch is phenomenal. Bill Sorensen and the team there, what they do. Bill now has some new attractions at Medora. It's pretty cool. And I'm going to put this on the list. I was just talking to Chief David Zabalski, the chief of the Fargo Police Department, about crime in Fargo. And it's a blip compared to everywhere else, but we've seen some horrific things happen recently that cause us to pause. And he, being a new police chief in that role, comes to us from Beloit, Wisconsin, is going to be doing a little tour de Medora, going to be doing a little camping out there this summer. And I said, here is something you don't normally think of, but I'm going to suggest for your bucket list at Medora. And Kevin, you've been there how many times?
Oh, a couple.
Okay. So,
yep.
Todd, how many times have you been to Medora?
Oh, gosh, 7 or 8 at least.
I'm thinking north of 24 and loved every one of them, horseback riding, everything else. Here is what I want to know from Todd and Kevin. Have you ever been to the Harold Schaefer Museum?
No, have not.
Todd?
Yes.
Okay, good for you, Todd. So your quota, Kev, is probably you got to get the 3 or 4 visits before
yes.
you check that box.
We were there for the opening of the Bully Pulpit, for one, for the media day.
But most... don't include a trip to the Harold Schaefer Museum. It's kind of non-discriminatory. It's on the list, right?
Must do, though.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. My gosh. For one, how did Medora become Medora? Harold Schaefer.
Okay.
Yeah. How did Harold Schaefer become Harold Schaefer? Mr. Bubble, glass wax, all the products of Gold Seal Sales. He was a pioneer. He's on all these famous television shows. He did television ads. I mean, a world-class entrepreneur. Easily top 5 most iconic figures of our lifetime in North Dakota. And the museum is phenomenal. It really is, because it walks you through all. The Mr. Bubble car is there. The Mr. Bubble car is in the museum.
Okay.
And all of the great history. So you got to check it out. They have a nice little patio out back if you're having a meeting or something there. It's a nice place to have a little gathering, little company meeting, and I hope inspire other entrepreneurs. So all things Medora. I can't forget our buddy Joe Wiegand and the phenomenal a job he does of bringing Teddy Roosevelt to life. So if I start naming everything, the Taffy Lady is phenomenal. There's just a lot of fun at Medora. Really is. Just the best of the best. One of my favorite Medora stories is a joke. And it happened in the dead of winter. My friend Mike Bullinger and his lovely wife, Peggy, have a home out there. Okay?
Yep.
But if they go out there in the winter, you know, Mike will go out just to check everything out. You don't stay at the home because it's not, you know,
sure,
it's closed down for the winter. So he'd stay at that little, hotel. I think it was like the American Inn over there, which is actually not part of the wonderful facilities of the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Foundation. Isn't presidential. Teddy Roosevelt Medora Foundation. So he's staying there in the dead of winter. And if you've ever stayed in Medora, you know that the trains come through. On occasion.
Okay.
Sometimes more than on occasion. And I don't know why it is, but they tend to come through like at, I don't know, like 1 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 5 in the morning, and they're loud. You know, they're blowing the horn as they come through Medora. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So this would wake Mike up. Okay? And then because it's like 20 below out, he would get his auto starter out and start his vehicle.
Okay.
Smart guy. He's up anyway. Might as well make sure the car starts when I got to leave in the morning, right? Are you tracking with me?
Yep.
Todd, you got me on this story? Have I lost you yet?
No, I'm with you.
Okay, so train wakes him up.
Yep.
He starts his car with an auto starter. Happens every couple of hours. Okay? He's going to check out the next morning, and the clerk at the front desk says, you know, I couldn't help but notice. Every time the train came by, your truck started. And she said, how does that work? And he said, well, I have that feature. On my car. If it hears a train, it starts up. She said, really? I didn't know that was a thing. So I love that joke. A, it describes Mike Bullinger better than anything you could ever know about Mike Bullinger. Because he's a prankster and always having a good joke. Whenever he says something, you got to lean in and go, is he being serious or is he trying to punk me right now? But I love that story. I don't know why I think of that story, Medora. That one and the kids on Bully Pulpit with Miss Andrus. Oh, I'm going crazy now. I can't remember her name. You should remember every Burning Hill singer's name because they are super talented. Anyway, we welcome you to the program we call What's on Your Mind. Glad to know the chief is going to take in a Medora stop. You should as well. In all seriousness, we did talk a little bit about the crime situation. And here is a question I have for the audience today on What's on Your Mind. We have the whole first hour to do open phone time. We have the author of a great new book, Alex Marlowe. He's the editor-in-chief of Breitbart. You ever go to Breitbart for news sources? How can you not? The book is called Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. It's a book about fake news. But he digs a little deeper to talk about what leads to fake news, hidden deals, secret corruption from a great news organization. Rest his soul, Andrew Breitbart was the founder of that news organization. I knew him well and always appreciated his good work. So that's coming up today. Also, we're going to talk to the one of the individuals leading a recall effort in the city of Fargo for the school board members. And this is something I think all of us need to think about. To bellyache about the textbooks, to say, why are you indoctrinating my kids? What is actually being taught is one thing. Actually, to get involved and say, no, 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 enough already. And a group of folks said, you know what? COVID rules, no rhyme or reason to it. You're not listening to us. It's time to put you back on the ballot. And I applaud that. So Allie Ohlenberger will be here to talk about that effort at 10:30 today. First hour open phone time. I'd like you to answer this question. If you know somebody... This is Bethany Oren, by the way. Thank you very much. Bethany Oren, now Bethany Andrews, Burning Hill Singers. Goes with that story. Why do people live in Chicago? Why do people live in New York City? Can somebody explain this to me? I got to know. 271-1100-258-0550.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control, your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I have some bumpers today that I'm going to pick out, Kev, if you don't mind.
No problem.
I love Tom Petty.
I just kind of hit shuffle. And
yesterday's bumper music told us that we're going to go to, where are we going to go to? We're going to go to the State Fair in Minnesota and listen to the Doobie Brothers reunion.
That might be a plan, yeah.
Yeah, we got to get that on the calendar. We're working on getting to Sturgis for the big rally at the Iron Horse Saloon. So a lot of things in the work. Have microphone, we'll travel. That's our thing. Mike Lindell and his team at MyPillow bring you today's program, by the way. Telephone number. We have open phone time till the top of the hour on anything you'd like to talk about. Couple things on my mind that I'll throw out. One of them is, why would you live in Chicago, New York, Seattle? Why would you live in places where, have you seen this story? Have you seen this story about the couple?
Oh, that was dragged from their car in Chicago?
Yes.
Rican couple.
Right, yeah. Puerto Rican couple.
Yep.
The female... I have a list here that would choke a horse. 38 shootings citywide from 6 p.m. Friday to midnight Sunday. One of them, again, a couple. Out for a drive. There was evidently some kind of celebration.
It was a Puerto Rican pride parade. They were flying a red, white, and blue Puerto Rican flag, and that caused the... Of course, the anti-American peeps to shoot them.
And they have a carjacking. They drag them out of the car.
Yep.
They shoot the husband at point blank.
Both of them.
They assassinate him.
It's an awful video. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you can't even watch it without...
He died. She's in critical condition still.
Yeah, I don't think they assassinated him in front of her. She got shot, but not like, getting shot is getting shot,
right?
Right,
she got shot in the neck, and she's still in critical condition.
And they, like, point blank assassinate him in front of her.
Yep.
This is their thing. So why do you live there? Anybody you know lives in Chicago, tell me why they live there. Why wouldn't you say, I could have a good job.
Why would I visit there, even?
In North Dakota. I could have a good living. I could raise my family without issues. I don't get it. I don't get why you live.
The people I know that live there have always lived there, so that's why they live there. I guess another question might be, why would you move there?
Do they ever get on a plane? Do they ever go somewhere else? Yeah.
Maybe they're afraid to leave home. Why would you move?
I just want to try to understand it, because to me, to live where we live, we got to get up every day and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. You know what? My neighbors, I know them. The people at work are nice. I can make a good living. There's plenty of job opportunities. Is it a little cold in the winter? Yes, but we don't have people assassinated and pulled from their cars because we didn't like the flag they were flying.
It's just for Chicago.
It's crazy. So
I love that town, too. I wouldn't go there again. No, you couldn't pay me enough to go.
So if you can explain this to me, you can text me at 701-367-2054. You can also text Super Producer Chris Larson, 701-352-8661. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. Just put those as the What's On Your Mind crew. Put us in a little group text, and that way we all see them super quick. Todd's at 226-8503. 226-8503 to text. 367-2054 to text. 352-8661 to text. To call, 258-0550. 701-258-0550. Why are you shaking your head?
Too many numbers. You lost me at the first three.
Yeah, no kidding. I got a headache
number? Now. I'd like one number, please.
258-0550.
There you go. Good number, too.
Easy to remember. MyPillow. Get a load of this deal. This is from the one and only Mike Lindell. It's on the sheets. Do you know the deal on the sheets, guys?
What's the deal?
Well, the deal is where the sheets come from. They are cotton made from Mediterranean cotton, Giza, the Giza region of the Holy Land, actually, where they just have the whole cotton thing down, okay? So Mike went out to find the best cotton on earth, makes his sheets out of it, and now there is a deal. Low price, you buy one, you get two. What do you think of that deal? All you need to do is use the promo code SCOTT. At MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com. And there's lots of other things there, the robes and the pillows and the slippers and the mattress toppers and the towels. But today I want you to know about that great deal. Put them on every bed you own. You'll never go back. You'll never go to big box stores and pay too much for junk. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800. Another number, Kevin, I hope you can handle this. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9022.
There's only the one number, though, for MyPillow, right?
There is one number for MyPillow.
Okay, perfect.
Yep, yep. There are several numbers to text us or to call us. That's right. And the reason I sometimes say it a bunch is I want people to put it in their speed dial. And if I save several numbers, they're going to get one right, just the way I do it. But I too many numbers for Kevin. I'm going to respect Kevin. He's been in the radio a lot of years. And, you know, when he shakes his head, you got to say, what are you shaking your head about? I'm shaking my head at crime. I don't get it. Let me just read one story about
this. I'm with you there.
Okay? At least 54 people were wounded and 8 were killed in dozens of shootings and other incidents reported throughout Chicago over the weekend. Chicago police reported a 38 shootings citywide from 6 p.m. Friday to midnight Sunday, with shooting victims ranging in age from 15 to 62 years of age. One of the 8 murder victims was stabbed. The violence began before dark on Friday, with 2 men, ages 27 and 28, being shot just before 7 p.m. while they were standing outside on East 80th Street, minding their own business, just standing. Let's shoot that person. About 30 minutes later, a 28-year-old woman and 2 males, 15 and 31, were on South Bishop Street when they were shot at from a distance. Shot at from a distance, male gunman, all they know. The female victim was pronounced dead. The teenager was shot in the right leg, taken to an area hospital in stable condition. The older male victim shot in the shoulder. About 30 minutes after that, 3 more young men, 18, 21, 22, shot while in their car on South Indianapolis Avenue. All 3 stable condition at the hospital. There was at least one more shooting report on Friday night. There were at least 16 more on Saturday, 3 fatalities, at least 17 other shootings, including 3 murders reported on Saturday. A fatal stabbing also reported on Saturday. According to police, 31-year-old Maryland woman walking along the sidewalk of Chicago's Loop District. That's a nice area.
Yeah.
The Loop District.
Yeah.
It's kind of the party place there. It was around 4 p.m. on a Saturday.
Yep, used to be.
Not the darker night.
Nope.
31 years old, probably visiting Chicago.
Yep, about 4 or 5 blocks from Navy Pier. Right,
just coming
there
to see Chicago,
yep.
Take in the sights. Walk on the, they'll go check in the hotel, go for a little walk on Saturday. A man stabbed her in the upper back before fleeing. She was rushed to an area hospital, could not be saved. Chicago Police Superintendent David Woke Brown, I don't know where that Woke got in there, would not provide additional details regarding the victim, but said investigators were working to determine why the victim was in the area. Yeah! What's the victim doing in the area? Gosh, don't walk at 4 o'clock on a Saturday.
Mm.
The crime scene is near an area known to be frequented by homeless individuals. Well, that's everywhere in Chicago.
Hey, Mayor Lightweight, what's up?
And they suspect the attacker is a homeless man. Not to mention the horrific story we told you about with the point-blank shooting. So, how is this happening? How is this happening?
That's easy.
I think it comes from the full-on assault of law enforcement, where we say they're the problem, not the criminal's the problem. But I want your take on this. And anything else, what's on your mind, straight ahead, don't go away.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with it. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran's president-elect has rejected the possibility of meeting with President Biden. Ebrahim Raisi added that the United States is obligated to lift all oppressive sanctions against Iran. President Biden's State Department called Iran's elections anything but fair.
Our Iran policy is designed to advance U.S. interests, and that is regardless of who is chosen as Iran's president in a process that we consider to be pre-manufactured. This was not a free and fair election process.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price. Laptop emails reportedly implicate Hunter Biden and the Washington, D.C. firm Blue Star under federal investigation for illegally lobbying on behalf of the Ukrainian company that counted Biden as a board member. The Department of Justice is investigating. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by friends at PetroServe USA. I love making you hungry. I love it when you plan your lunch around their wonderful home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Meatball dinner might be in your future. I-29 Harwood today, or spaghetti and meatballs, 12th Avenue and I-29. West Main Avenue, West Fargo off I-94, Tater Tot Hot Dish, or Valley City exit 292, Valley City. You come off the exit, whether you're going east or west, you go north for PetroServe USA. That's the home cook, and that's the grab-and-go convenience. And remember, the lowest price fuel. See the state with unleaded 88. Lowest price you're going to get, and you're going to take care of your neighbors that are growing corn in what is going to be a tough year. And you get a great price. Great for flex fuel vehicles, or I think it's 2001 or newer. It says it right there on the pump, so you know. Beef tips and gravy, or scalloped potatoes and ham at the PetroServe in Valley City today. Downtown Fargo, MP Avenue, Swedish meatballs, breaded chicken patties in Glendon today. Cheesy potatoes on 12th Avenue North. Did I tell you that? Cheesy potatoes, I love it.
Oh, there you go.
PetroServe USA, Philip in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Just calling. I've never been to Chicago, but 2001, I decided it'd be a good idea to move to Denver, Colorado. Denver, Colorado in 2001 was a little different. It wasn't legalized weed yet, but my first night I spent in Denver, there was a double murder-suicide, and my wife looked at me and she said, "So, whose idea was this?" We made it almost a year, you know, the benefit of a big city is the different places to eat, and it took us about a year to do all the touristy stuff, and in and around Denver, went down to Pike Peak to a couple races down there, but... You know, it was kind of amazing when you moved back to Watford City, and even though you have a full-time job, it sure seemed like you were on vacation because you come back home. So it was I understand now when people say I wouldn't want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody lives there. I don't know when you see that. I mean, first of all, Minneapolis. I grew up going to Minneapolis. That was our. I mean, you go to the big city, right? Grew up in Montevideo, Minnesota, 2.5 hours away from Minneapolis. Twins games, Vikings games, even an occasional G-O-P-H-E-R game every now and then. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve and I do.
Anyway, yeah. So, you know, and we stayed at a hotel. You've got the pool. I mean, it was like Disneyland.
Anything. Mall of America, the zoo.
Well, this was, I'm old.
Anything.
This
yeah,
is
I
before,
mean,
but
yeah.
I go to Met
yep,
Center for Twins bet. Games. We go to, you know, North Star games, whatever. Now, my point is this. Never ever did I think in that time, hey, we got to be careful here, right? It was a big city. We stay downtown Minneapolis a lot, go to Mass at St. Olaf's Church on Sunday. It was a thing. Okay?
I didn't think that 10 years ago, even.
Now, Steve Alsterman and I had a visit with the owner of iconic restaurant, whose name escapes me right now.
The Loon Cafe.
The Loon Cafe. They have one in St. Paul and one in Minneapolis, okay? And the guy is well after COVID still. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, this was like people wrapped in a bubble wrap or anything. It was, you know, after. He had to close down at 7 o'clock because people wouldn't come to the restaurant.
Tim Mahoney was his name.
He could be open till 9. He had to close at 7 because people won't. Guess what? Minnesota Twins games. You think you're going to go downtown Minneapolis for a Twins game? Now, meanwhile, you got the Minneapolis City Council. You got, you know, the mayor and other people blaming the police for all this. And now crime's out of control. Out of control. I read Chicago stats today. I could read Minneapolis. I could read Denver, Phil. I could do a bunch of them. I mean, seriously, I weep for these once great cities, and I ask you, why would you live there? Why would you live there? Why would you not say, I'm out of here. I'm gone. I'm going to come to North Dakota. And again, we have some of it here as well. Texter just says, guys, the first 25 years I lived in Fargo, I do not recall there being any shootings or murders. In the last 5 years, within a dozen blocks of my home, there's been a cop murdered, a murder at the end of my block, another two murders, a shooting at the Radisson. I could go on. Now the city tries to tell me there's no real increase in crime in Fargo. All I related happened within 12 blocks of my home. I'm not counting the area down by Shields Hardware, Cashwise, 25th Street, Rest Acres, etc. It's up everywhere. Now, I would say, from what I gather from law enforcement, two reasons for that it's up here. One is drugs. Fargo becomes kind of a oasis, if you will, for bad guys too, right? And so they're pulling over vehicles. There's drugs. So drugs are, you know, connected to crime, right? Second of all, the mental health issue. No doubt about the mental health issue as well. But it is minuscule here. Plus, we respect law enforcement here, unless you're some Black Lives Matter activist who thinks you run the police department. You respect law enforcement here, and that's a big difference. Phil, do you have any relatives that live elsewhere? Have you invited them to come see that beautiful little town you live in Watford City?
You know, we do. We have relatives, southern Minnesota all the way over to Spokane, Washington. Cousins on the East Coast. You know, for the most part, we were lucky enough where a lot of our cousins, aunts, and uncles really kind of grew up in eastern Montana, throughout North Dakota, kind of the southern, really Norwegian part of Minnesota, you know, the home of Schwann's ice cream. So we really kind of lucked out there as a family. So they do come back and visit quite a bit. You know, Andorra's pretty high up on our list of things we do. You know, we're not an every 3 year, we're kind of an every year family. There's always something new to do down there. We really enjoy being a local. You know we can take the gravel into the north side of the park. And that's a nice little drive. You know, our kids really enjoy it. So we really kind of struck gold being born and raised here in Western North Dakota and with the energy industry providing so much for us that we weren't able to provide for ourselves before. We've really worked out good. So
good for you. Have you ever been to a McKenzie County Commission meeting?
I listened to all of them. With what I do here, I listen to all the commission meetings. I know all the commissioners personally. You know, Watford City's kind of a funny area. We exploded, you know, with the boom. We really, our population just exploded. But a lot of the doers, the shakers, a lot of the really active people in the political scene, a lot of those are still kind of the original 1,400 that were here. So yep, I know all of them.
Good for you. And I would encourage others there that like what Watford City's become. And I would say it has gone from this sleepy little cowboy town, literally with, tumbleweeds tossing across the road, to this mecca of oil and gas development. And I believe Watford City managed that explosive growth better than any community I've ever seen. It was not fun. I spent a lot of time out there in the middle of it. There were growing pains, certainly. But to have the ups and downs that come gives you a chance to catch up. And I believe it's a great place. I'm worried about the McKenzie County Commission because a majority of its members seem to have forgotten the fact that, you know, there are, I guess, an industry that's brought a lot of opportunity to that market for kids, grandkids, jobs, investment, and seem to have turned anti-energy. Not all. Chaired by a great guy, Joel Brown, there are people there that... Some have, and, you know, they get a little mob there, and 15, 20 people start scaring the commission, and then they shut things down. There are not as many rigs today in Watford City, today rather in McKenzie County, as there should be, and it's partly because of the slow walking of what's going on there. I'm glad you go, Phil, but I'm telling you, if you like jobs and opportunities, if you want the investment you put into that community to continue to thrive, you got to get active. You got to get active. You got to get local there. That's very important. Thanks for calling, Phil, and I hear you. Kim and Bismarck, you're next, and Pete in Detroit Lakes, followed by Joe and Tioga. Kim, go.
Hey, Scott, I'm just calling in and like to put a word out for the governor to step up and send some police or patrol officers to the border. I see Nebraska did that. They're going to send about 16 people to the border, and I think if every state would do that, we could probably help the people down in Arizona and the people in Texas with the illegal crossing that's taking place.
Great idea, Kim. I mean, law enforcement from all over came to help North Dakota in the middle of DAPL. This is every bit the national emergency that was. So I think that's a good idea. I don't know what kind of needs they have down there or how they're operating that. I have a friend that runs the National Sheriff's Association, and he's spending about 80% of his time in Texas now trying to help these sheriffs. So great suggestion. Next time we have the governor on, we'll ask him about it, okay?
Sounds good. Okay, thanks, Scott.
I'm going back to the border. Donald Trump is visiting on the 30th of June. That will bring some more attention to what's happening down there. He's going to a project, we believe, it's not confirmed yet, but he's going to McAllen, Texas. And just south of McAllen, Mission, Texas, is a project Tommy Fisher of Fisher Industries, North Dakota born, North Dakota bred, North Dakota company, that was in the middle of executing on $4 billion worth of contracts to the federal government, and Joe Biden canceled them. And now illegals are flooding over, and this is a problem for every state. Because they can go wherever they want to go.
Oh, but Kamala told them don't come.
After coming here illegally. You mean Kamala Harris?
You didn't hear that?
The border czar.
Yeah, she told them not to come.
Right. So. They're not listening. And second of all, she's not even been to the border.
Doesn't say she ain't going.
No. Yeah, she's not going. Pete in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Beautiful place to visit in the summer as well. Hello, Pete. What's on your mind?
Oh, love this. Love this city. Love this city. Hey, hi, Kev.
Hey, buddy. What's up, buddy?
Hey, oh, you know me, buddy. Born and raised Chicago. Sad, sad state of affairs going on there right now. I wanted to take my kids there to show them where I grew up. I can't. The neighborhood I grew up in is gang-ridden. They wanted to go to the museums. You know, I tried to take them to a Cubs game. I can't do any of that anymore because you can't even get on the train without being accosted by people who have nothing. They want money. It's a sad state of affairs. I'm ashamed sometimes to say I'm born and raised there. I'm glad I moved to North Dakota when I was 19, and I'll never go back. It's a shame. And it's just getting worse, dude. It's just getting worse. And nobody's doing anything to stop it. You know, the museums, the planetarium, the aquarium, the beautiful parks, the lake shores. It's beautiful. But, you know, you can have all that beauty, but the ugly on the outside of it, it's not worth going back anymore. It's a shame.
Shouldn't people from Chicago that get up and read these headlines call Pete and say, what would I do in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota? Shouldn't they come to just, you know, have that angst and that worry in the rearview mirror? They got to come here. Why don't they live here, Pete? Why don't more people come from Chicago to North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota? Help me understand that.
I'll tell you what, when I moved from Chicago to North Dakota, I moved to Grand Forks, North Dakota, the best thing I ever did. Raised my kids there and wouldn't turn it for nothing.
Hang on, Pete. We're going to finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Then we're going to go to Joe in Tioga. I think he's going to take exception. Joe is one to talk about the Roosevelt Park. What's the best view? That's okay. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Fresh baked muffins, homemade cookies, personal pepperoni pizza right out of the oven with cheesy or garlic bread. These items and so many more all day, every day at Petro's Serve USA. Come on in. The 4-for-4 deal, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day long, every day. Best deal in town at the Petro's Serve USA. And the lowest price fuel, Marathon, Senex, Petro's Serve USA brand. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, what's not to love, Petro's Serve USA.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock. And it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Just don't get it right. That's never happened to anybody, has it? Bad day, don't get it right?
Where I talk the talk that I don't walk and miss the moments right before my eyes.
Never happened before where you don't walk the walk and you miss all this stuff right in front of you. Never happened to me. I don't know about
no.
You guys, Jeff.
Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith, a little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus. slide.
I like that song. It's a dandy. And you know what sticks me with that song? Somebody in front of me with a hurt I could have helped.
Yeah.
And you're just so wrapped up in self that you miss that. I like that one.
That's a good one.
Reminds me of just take a deep breath and kind of be aware of what's around you. You never know. It could be just somebody, you know, struggling to find the correct change at a, you know, store in front of you. They go, hey, here's a buck. Don't worry about it, you know. Pay it forward, as they say. You know, nice. Hey, little congratulations in order before we get back to Pete in Detroit Lakes to talk about his hometown of Chicago. The number one nursing program in the nation is the University of Mary. Their nursing program there has been recognized for their standard of excellence. This is by Nursing's National Benchmarking Service, Mountain Measurements. The diligent oversight and expertise of the university's nursing faculty is showing up in the graduates' test results. This means that each nursing graduate passed their certifying exam on the first try. That's a 100% success rate, if my math is correct there, fellas.
Yep.
And they're very proud to receive the honor. Prouder of the top-notch nursing graduates who continue this long tradition of excellence at the University of Mary. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation. umary.edu/nursing.
Boy, it's nice having that confidence going in to take those boards, too, you know? Coming out of UMary, I got this.
Exactly right. Pete in Detroit Lakes is telling us about his hometown of Chicago. Kev tells me during the break that, well, you admitted earlier you know him, which is not...
He's my mechanic.
It's not something everybody does, come on the program and admit you know Kevin, because, you know, there's guilt by association
there's,
kind
there's
of
things
thing.
There that the...
But I understand that... Pete, you have the pit stop there in Detroit Lakes, and if anybody needs something fixed, they come see you. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a foreign car guy. You bet. Foreign and domestic. That's my
foreign
thing.
Foreign car guy. That's hard to find. And then if you go somewhere else, you know, get your wallet out and give them your first board,
yeah,
and
you
still
yeah
owe them, you know, 5 years of payments.
That's for sure. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. All right. Pit stop in Detroit Lakes.
The way they want to be treated.
That's very nice. Fantastic. Let me read you this story, and then I want to ask you why anybody would live in this town, okay? Giovanni...
Okay.
Agruza, Yasmin Perez were shot on West Division Street on the northwest side of Chicago around 9:15 p.m. Saturday, hours after a parade had ended. Puerto Rican Day parade into Chicago, kind of a big thing every year. Police say they were ambushed by three men. A Facebook video says, was allegedly the shooting showing the victims being pulled out or falling out of a car with a Puerto Rican flag. The husband and wife were shot on West Division Street on northwest side around 9:15 Saturday. I told you that already. Relatives and friends of the victims said they've been out celebrating the Puerto Rican parade. There was a very minor traffic accident, and a group of people swarmed that specific car. A group of people swarmed the car. They are sitting and beating the woman. You see the suspect shooting the husband in the head, execution style. And, of course, this video, understandably, has gone viral now. It's awful. You see the tragedy happening in real time on video, posting the night of, practically the moment after, adding to the tragedy for all the families and victims involved. Well, you know, sorry that Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown is sad that it's showing everything for everybody to see. We don't want to sensationalize this more than it's already been sensationalized.
No,
this country is under a violent crime wave. No, Chief, Chicago is under a violent crime wave. And you're right, other places are too, because you don't stand up for your officers. You hear a story like that, Pete, what do you think about your hometown?
Well, okay, well, first off, my dad was a police officer there for a lot of years. And when he saw how, and this was back a long time now, back when I was 19, I'm in my 50s now, we'll leave it at that. But he saw it all. He saw all this coming with leadership change. And I'm sorry, when everything turned the other side of the spectrum, they started letting the city just pretty much go. And it's the saddest part about it is we can't, you know, leadership is what it's going to take. It's going to take law enforcement and leadership. I am so glad my parents decided they don't want it. I have 8 sisters and 5 brothers. They moved us out of that state because my dad and mom foresaw this a long time ago, and they knew it was getting steadily worse. And I look at it now, and, you know, coming from Chicago to North Dakota, I moved to Grand Forks, North Dakota from Chicago. You want to talk about a cultural shock? Okay, I was looking for horses on the street.
It same thing happened to me, but, by the way, Montevideo, yeah, Minnesota to Grand Forks.
Yeah.
But so it's a little less of a culture shock,
yeah,
but it was still,
cultural shock.
Yeah.
I loved Chicago, but the problem is now is I sent Kevin a text, and I have great memories, but, you know, they're all gone. I wanted to take my kids to my old neighborhood to show them where I was raised. I can't do that. It's gang riddled. I can't take my kids to my old house where I was born. I can't do any of this because they're letting the crazy people run the asylum, basically, is what's going on. And there's, I'm not disrespecting everybody in Chicago. There's a lot of great people in that city, but nobody's paying attention to the good people. All they're doing is they're giving a free pass to the bad people, and it's ruining the cultural mecca that used to be Chicago. I mean, it was
anybody you know that lives in these hellholes where they disrespect, please call them and tell them there is a better place. Maybe it's just what they know. Pete, love the call. Call again. Joe and Tioga, hang on a second. We're going to get you during the break and more coming up on What's on Your Mind. No, go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.